In this bulletin, five arrested in police raids targeting alleged corruption in the CFMEU. KPMG cuts almost 400 jobs. And in sport, Lando Norris claims back-to-back wins in a dramatic Dutch Grand Prix. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. Five people have been arrested after police raided the CFMEU's Melbourne headquarters as part of a corruption investigation. Detectives from Task Force Hawk executed warrants at six addresses investigating alleged secret commissions in the construction industry. One of the raids targeted the union's Elizabeth Street office, with those arrested now being questioned by police. The CFMEU says it is aware of the operation, but can't comment while the investigation is ongoing. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has rejected a recommendation to overhaul Western Australia's GST arrangements. The Productivity Commission says the current system should be scrapped, arguing it's been costly and mainly benefited WA. The arrangements were introduced in 2018 after years of complaints that Western Australia was receiving too little GST revenue. Mr. Albanese was speaking in Perth during a naval shipbuilding announcement.
There will be no change to WA's GST arrangements whilst I'm Prime Minister. That is my view. That has consistently been my view. The floor of 75% will absolutely stay. I think that WA deserves that because WA contributes to the national economy and helps to drive that economy.
KPMG Australia is cutting almost 400 jobs amid fallout from its audit scandal and also weaker consulting demand. The cuts amount to about 5% of its workforce, affecting 27 partners and around 360 staff, mostly in consulting and business services. KPMG has been barred from bidding for new federal government contracts after confidential client information was misused to help win business. Chief Executive John Sams says difficult conditions are expected to continue into 2027, with further changes to the firm possible. AFL Chief Executive Andrew Dillon says five suspended Sydney Swans players won't be invited to this year's Brownlow Medal ceremony. The players were stood down for the rest of the season after breaching club standards during a night out in Melbourne, which is also the subject of a separate police investigation. Mr. Dillon says the AFL will wait until that investigation is finished before considering whether further action is needed.
Well, I think I've made it really clear what the AFL stands for is respect for women is not negotiable. I think it's right that people would be asking questions at the moment, and I think football is a place where everyone should feel safe and included, and we will continue to work with our playing group and all our supporters on making sure that we have an environment that's like that.
The five players remain eligible for the Brownlow Medal despite not being invited to attend the ceremony. The Coalition says Pacific workers would be protected from cuts under its proposed changes to migration numbers. Opposition Home Affairs spokesman Jonathan Dunham says workers under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme make up only a small share of overall migration. The Coalition is yet to set a formal migration target, but Opposition Leader Angus Taylor says it would likely be substantially below 200,000 a year. The party says its final policy will be released closer to the next federal election. And now to sport. In Formula One, Lando Norris has given McLaren a third successive Dutch Grand Prix victory, with his Australian teammate Oscar Piastri placing sixth. There was plenty of drama in a contest that had to be restarted on a damp track after home hero Max Verstappen crashed on the opening lap before world champion Norris then went on to make it back-to-back F1 victories. Piastri says he struggled for pace, particularly in the second half of the race.
The pace just wasn't particularly good, unfortunately. So, it was a struggle from that point on. Really didn't have enough pace.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.